This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
The UNC Bears are 2-2 on the season, getting set for Big Sky Conference play this weekend against a tough opponent in Idaho State. Preseason rankings weren't kind to them necessarily, but they had some battles with Mountain West team. So this should be a great football game coming up this Saturday in Greeley. Bears get the win over Houston Christian in overtime. Back-to-back weeks going to overtime. The Bears win 26-23, thanks in part to, of course, that touchdown at the end of the game, to end the game. Hank Gibbs joining us now. He scored that touchdown and gave the Bears their second win of the season, tied in for the UNC Bears. Hank, my friend, how are you?
Hey, Brady, how's it going?
You know, it's good, man. It's better when the Bears are winning. I got to tell you, I was pumped for that. How you feeling?
Feel good, you know. It always feels good to win. I think that there's some areas we can improve, but it's nice to improve after a win versus the other way.
How was the what was the tension like when the referees are stepping in trying to determine whether or not you scored there? I mean, are you getting flashbacks of that CSU game?
no, sir. It's different circumstances. We put that game behind us, and we're looking forward to Idaho State. Just an exciting time to, you know, push through and break through. We had a overtime game against South Dakota where we weren't able to finish it off, and we were able to do it this week.
I mean, Hank Gibbs, you are the purest of teammates, my friend. I just love listening to you. I text Ed after the game, and he wrote me back and said, we overcame some demons tonight. That's kind of how he felt, was like, we kind of just need to see it. We need to see that we can win these tight games, and that was certainly a tight game. What was the feeling like when ultimately this is called a touchdown? You guys know you're getting out of there with the win.
It felt good. I kind of joked with Coach Lamb after the game. I was like, "Hey, Coach Lamb, you can exhale now." You know? We kind of shot ourselves in the foot in different times of the game, but I think it was a good learning moment for us. Good teams find a way to win, and we want to be a good football team. And there's a long way to go, but you know, you got to win those tight games, and good teams find a way.
What does it mean to you? You know, your non-conference schedule, and I know you're not looking back, but you're 2-2, getting set to start your Big Sky Conference schedule coming up this weekend against Idaho State, and close games and the losses. We don't have to get into the details of the CSU game. Obviously, you go to overtime against South Dakota. Both of those teams were picked to. I mean, Hank, the spreads would tell you that those teams were favored by a lot, and you guys come out of there, and it comes down to a final play or two in both of those games. What kind of confidence, what's the confidence level right now for the Bears, being 2-2, but also knowing you competed against, you know, some solid football programs?
We competed against them well. Those games, you know, we don't want to just compete. We want to win. Coach Lamb talks about, you know, respect to everybody, but bow to no one. So, you know, we're not worried about the spreads or anything like that. Whenever the official blows the whistle, we're there to compete and we're there to win. So just about taking each moment, each play at a time, and, you know, finding a way. You know, it's a long game. We think this game against Idaho State is going to be a four-quarter game, and we expect that. They're a good football team. They're kind of like us in a lot of ways, to where they were close against some really good opponents. I'm sure they feel like they had some opportunities to capitalize there, and we do too. So it should be a good game this Saturday. It's homecoming. We hope to have a lot of fans there to support us, and we're excited to kind of show our culture. We're a tough football team. We're a big football team, and we're just excited for this game, and hopefully get our home conference slate started with a win.
Hank Gibbs joining us, tied in for the UNC Bears. UNC's got Idaho State, as Hank mentioned, coming up for homecoming this weekend. Should be great. And as you mentioned, Idaho State, Their first game of the season, they're at UNLV. UNLV's rolling this year, and that was a tight game. Idaho State was up in that game. Close game against New Mexico. That looks like a very good team in the Mountain West Conference, too. And then they scored 90 against Lincoln, 90-0 there. So let me ask you this, Hank. How much film, when you're going into the film, do you watch a lot of that Lincoln game when it's 90-0, or are you more likely to look back at the New Mexico, Southern Utah, and UNLV games?
You can take something from all games. We're looking at what they do to different personnels and different formations and how we can attack them in various ways. Coach J-Dub is great about getting a game plan together for us to go out and execute. You can take something from every game. It's not necessarily, oh, they beat them by however many points. It's about each play and however many plays make up a game. So we just take it, you know, play at a time. How can we attack them? How can we win the play during that 6 seconds that we're out there?
What's different about this Bears team, you know, as opposed to last year? And again, last year at the beginning of the season, Hank, you guys were, we know you had injuries. You were playing quarterback at that point. Castelli had injuries last year, too. The quarterbacks were going through it last season. So not specifically talking about that. But for me, from the outsider's perspective, it just seems like there's a different vibe. There's a lot of people, and I know you guys ignore that stuff, but there's just a lot of people talking about this program, excited about this program. Do you sense any kind of difference from this year compared to last?
I think we just got a toughness about ourselves. Coach Hall talks about on special teams, our special teams will be revealed, will reveal our culture. Everybody on our team is tough. We have a lot of guys, especially on defense, that give a ton of depth. You can see last week there were some cramps during the game. It was 90-something degrees. It's hot. We're not used to those conditions. We played 95 snaps on offense, and we had some true freshmen step up, even in overtime. So guys were ready for the moment. I think that we just have a great opportunity to stay in every game. Just we have depth everywhere. We have toughness, and I think that answers your question.
Oh, 100%. Hank Gibbs joining us, tight end for the UNC Bears. And Coach Lamb was on with me this morning for his for our Football 52 podcast. And something he said was really interesting to me, you know, talking about injuries and all that, basically stressing, hey, if you're too hurt to practice, you know, that's going to impact your playing situation there. And we went in to kind of talk about what that means to be able to lock in. Like the backup guys that are locked in throughout the week, you don't want to pull the rug from underneath them come game time because the starter's ready to go. And boy, did that method really show in a big way for you guys. You just mentioned it. You got a lot of true freshmen coming into this game to help you guys ultimately beat Houston Christian. There's just a sense of even the guys that are not playing 100% of the time or maybe not even 20% of the time, they're ready to go. And that, I think, that speaks well from what's going on a weekly basis at practice.
Yeah, I think that just goes to our practice structure. If you're not necessarily a starter, you're still going to get reps to learn and grow. Coach Lamb says we're a developmental program, and I think that, you know, it shows by our practice structure. You can be ready, go out there, and have confidence on game day, just falling back on your technique and what our coaches are telling us.
How impressed have you been, you being a former quarterback, and I don't know that that ever goes away, but how impressed have you been with Eric Gibson Jr. coming in? And I want to say that, too. He threw the two pick sixes, but still able to bounce back. He has done, in my opinion, he's done a really good job kind of thrown into an interesting situation. What are your thoughts as you kind of watch his game?
I think he's a really confident person, which if you're going to be a good quarterback, you have to have confidence in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So I think he's a confident person. Even after you mentioned two pick sixes, obviously not ideal. But we had a lot of game to play, and we have confidence that, you know, he'll go out there and bounce back and put us in position, help his teammates, be a distributor of the football, get guys involved. And to just fight and give us a chance to win. I think in the CSU game, it really showed just his confidence in himself. Like, we didn't know going into the game that, you know, we're going to be in, like, we knew that we were going to be competitive and be in the dogfight. We just expect, like, he expects a lot out of himself. And whenever you do that as a quarterback, guys can get behind you and it can raise the play of everybody else.
Yeah, it's been fun to kind of watch that group. You know, you guys kind of raising each other up, or lifting each other up, I should say. Hank, you've had an interesting journey. You know, you were in the quarterback battle last offseason with Peter Castelli. Castelli ends up getting the nod as a starter, but Coach Lamb's like, yeah, still, we got to get involved. We got to have Hank involved out there. And then, you know, over this last offseason, you make kind of that full transition to be not, I hate to just say tight end, because you're lining up all over the field. You're lining up as running back. You can do it all. What has that been like for you? Because Coach Lamb speaks so highly of instantly your willingness to say, I'm a football player. I don't care if I'm quarterback, if I'm tight end, if I'm running back. Put me at middle linebacker. You just step up. You just want to play football.
Yes, sir. I just want to play football and help this team win. After playing quarterback after all those years, I think I have a good understanding of the game, and it's kind of been fun to see the game from a different perspective, a different lens. You know, you play quarterback for so long, you don't really see the perspective of what like a lineman's going through. We use our tight ends a lot blocking, so just getting that kind of perspective and all the different areas of the game that what it takes to win. So it's kind of been a cool experience in my opinion.
You're one of my favorite stories of all the teams that we cover, man. Just your attitude about all of this, and just you do it with a smile on your face. I mean, been out to when I go to practice a couple times, I see your gigantic body out there, and you've got this bright smile. You're just ready to go at all times.
Yes, sir. I try to play with a smile on my face. We've had some tough seasons in the past, so it's important to have some positivity and have that smile on your face because it's contagious. And just, you know, being there for teammates and lift them up, you know, whether I'm injured or in the game playing well, it's important to kind of have, you know, the same personality all the time. So I got to smile every day because, you know, It's a lot bigger than football, your personality and who you are on a daily basis. And I think after all these years of playing football and being through the ups and downs, competing to start, being injured, just it's a lot to learn, and I'm really thankful for it.
Hank Gibbs joining us now, a UNC Bears tight end or just doer of or football player. We're going to say football player. Big game coming up against Idaho State, my friend. Like you said, the preseason rankings, we know, weren't kind to you guys. They weren't necessarily kind to Idaho State. And both of you guys have gone out, I think, already and proved a lot of people wrong. This is bound to be a dogfight this Saturday, man. So you know we're rooting for you. Can't wait to see you guys in action.
Yes, sir. Should be a dogfight, four-quarter game. Hope to see all Bear Nation out there. It takes all of us. UNC's got a great opportunity, a great community for everybody to get involved, and it's going to take all of us to really have a great program and something that we're proud of.
There's a buzz around this Bears team, Hank. So well done on the non-conference schedule. I know you guys aren't finished. I know you want a lot more, and we're excited to see what the rest of the season brings.
Thank you. Go Bears.
All right, man. Hank Gibbs, football player for the UNC Bears. Got the game-winning touchdown for the Bears as they beat Houston Christian 2-2 on the season, getting set to take on Idaho State. They lost by 10 to New Mexico, and they lost. It was a close game. I think it was 38-30 to UNLV. That is a dangerous football team, but then again, so are the UNC Bears. 11:48 the time. Michael, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show. Powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's like Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick for the high school football game of the week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.